now time to kick it out. And for his first interview of the hour out at Sand Creek. How's it going, Ian?
It's going great here, Andrew. Cave on Campus brought to you this morning by Sand Creek Communications, Brakes and More, SLI Custom Signs and Apparel, and the Lenawee Community Mental Health. They're bringing you this broadcast today. Our Cave Game of the Week, Sand Creek, across the street, taking on Madison. It's homecoming here at Sand Creek. I'm sure a lot of learning is getting done today, I can tell you that, in the high school here today. Big one with Madison tonight, and I'm joined at this interview by John Hewitt. He is a senior here at the Creek. He plays offensive tackle and defensive tackle. He's a senior here. We welcome him on the radio this morning. How's it going?
Yeah, happy to be here. Excited.
Yeah, you walked in, and you're like, I'm John. Let's go.
Yeah.
And I was talking to Mark last hour, and that dude is fired up. And it's right now it's a little 10 after 8. He was talking to me earlier, and he's shaking.
Oh,
he's
yeah.
ready to go.
He's just like me. I wake up in the morning, I'm ready to go.
You guys got a motor.
Absolutely.
And you need that when you're on that line of scrimmage, you know, offensively and defensively.
You got to have that dog in you, like we like to say.
Yeah. I mean, if I were to do it, I would ramp myself up, you know, work it throughout the day. You guys are like, all right, it's 7 o'clock, you know, let's get it going. And I'm totally okay with that.
You might get excited at the start of the day, calm down around lunchtime, afternoon, take a nap before the game.
Sure.
Get right back
get
up,
back
ready
going.
To go.
Oh, great. John, can you talk about your time here at Sand Creek? Obviously, on the football team, you said you played another sport here at the Creek, too.
So, three-year baseball, 1 year varsity in that, and then 4 year football, obviously 2 years varsity in that, and just really overall good time. JV was good experience, won a lot of games, and I thought, I really enjoyed it, especially in that COVID season, having to practice with the varsity during that extended season, all us sophomores being up, having to play in that extended season in that deep playoff run, see what that takes, and I really thought that helped me throughout the rest of my football career.
Yeah, absolutely. And two more games for
high
school.
Two more games for high school
football. Yeah. I mean, you got, you know, we'll worry about week 9 when we get there.
But
this is the big one. Madison coming to town for homecoming. What's that like for you? One more time around.
Just means more. Just means more. Last year they're in the league, so especially want to beat them. Just big game for us. Definitely circled on our schedule.
Yeah, no doubt. Let's talk about line play. Obviously, I had a past as an offensive lineman. Wasn't really, you know, athletic enough to play defense, so I stuck to left tackle. That's kind of what I did. Could you speak to, you know, the culture of, we'll call you the big people here at the Creek, you know, the offensive and defensive line?
Well, there's certainly a standard. I don't think we've lived up to that standard this year, but that is what it is. But there's certainly a standard here that we're trying to keep of, you know, this is a power football program. This program is won at the line of scrimmage. Our football games are won at the line of scrimmage, and the line is a huge part of that. So our linemen, you know, we really just try to teach them toughness, just playing tough, playing smart, and that's playing tough, smart, and fast. That's really all we're trying to stress here.
You play on both sides of the ball, offensive and defensive. Mark, when I talked to him last hour, had a favorite. He said if he could play defense all the time, he would. Do you have a preference, offense or defense? Your coach isn't listening, by the way. He's off teaching. You can say both.
I like to think of myself as an O lineman.
Okay.
But, I would say I prefer offense, but don't get me wrong. I like playing a little bit of defense, too. I like getting in there, making some tackles. But
sure.
Definitely. Just out of really habit. My first 3.5 years until an injury last year, I only played one side of the ball. So
interesting.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Well, you know, they need you where they need you, and, right?
Yep, absolutely.
If they just need you to take up space,
I don't.
You could take up space.
Whatever for the team, absolutely.
Yeah. So we talk off air, sort of getting ready for this interview. We talked about future plans, and everybody's different. Some people, high school is it. They're going to go right to the workforce. Other people, I want to play sports at the next level. Other people, I just want to go to the next level. Where do you fit on that sort of scale, John?
Just want to go to the next level. Just want to go to college, seek a higher education, business administration major most likely, and looking at Louisiana State University right now.
Why there? I have to ask.
So I actually went on a visit there. I've actually been sneakily an LSU fan probably ever since I was LSU fan since I was about 6 years old, and my parents came back from New Orleans with LSU gear. So
someone's telling me that's not the case. Some controversy. Jackson doesn't know.
He doesn't know me.
Oh, okay. But well, you did say closet.
I am a closet LSU fan, but yeah. So. And they have a great, I went and visited their great business school. Obviously, how can you not love Tiger Stadium? So, absolutely love the campus.
Well, that's really cool.
Excited to hear back, yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, you did say really undecided, so you're kind of keeping it open, but, you know, I think you're leaning that one way. That'd be pretty cool if you could make your way down there to LSU.
Absolutely.
Wow. I've been talking with John Hewitt, a Sand Creek football player, baseball player. He's on the offensive line, and when he's not doing that, he's playing some defense. Looks like 72 in green tonight. Our Cave game of the week, the Aggies taking on the Trojans of Madison. So, you know, you being a senior, last homecoming, what's this week been like leading up to it? What are you looking forward to tonight?
Man, it has been tiring all week with all these extra stuff after school along with practice, but just so excited for this game, so excited to play in this last homecoming, get to experience all the pageantry that comes with it, especially here at Sand Creek. You know, they do it big, so can't wait. Means a lot.
Take it all in.
Absolutely. One last time.
Well, John, it's been great to talk to you. Good luck tonight against Madison, and I appreciate you jumping on the interview early today.
Absolutely. Thank you.
You're welcome. And once again, that's John Hewitt with the Sand Creek Aggies. Plays offensive and defensive tackle. You'll see him wearing number 72 tonight if you make it out to the game. If not, I'll be describing his footwork on the line tonight in our Cave Game of the Week.